This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
This spring, people are emerging from their pandemic hibernation to buy new clothes and cars and baseball bats. But experts say it likely won't be enough to save some Chicago area malls. WBEZ's Sarah Karp reports.
As everyone knows, some malls were struggling before March of 2020. Then the pandemic hit. Vacancies shot up to 20-year highs.
So we have a crisis that's been brewing for years, and it's now in full tilt. And it's anybody's guess just how many of these malls are going to close.
Experts like Mark Cohen from Columbia University put malls into categories. In essence, they're divided along lines of survival. There are places like North Riverside Mall in an inner ring western suburb. It's a typical indoor mall, smelling of Cinnabons and soft pretzels. Its stores cater to the urban teen, selling skin-tight jumpsuits and overpriced basketball shoes. Brandon Wilkinson came recently to buy his 7-year-old son new clothes for in-person school. Despite the crowds on the day he visited, Wilkinson says he thinks malls like this are in danger.
But, you know, I don't want to miss the experience of being in a mall, so I hope it don't end, but seems like that's where it's headed. Online is taking over.
The two ends of the mall are blocked off by metal gates where Sears and Carson Prairie Scott used to be. The only anchor that remains is JCPenney, which is in financial trouble. Part of one of the empty department stores now has a bowling alley, and the mall's owners are negotiating for a prospective tenant for the other one. They're also bringing in other entertainment, hoping to make the mall a destination for families. But Cohen, who was an executive at Sears before becoming a professor, says it's hard to recover once anchors leave.
And when those parking fields are empty because the anchor is closed, the mall looks like it's out of business, even if it's not.
That leaves the mall little to work with as it tries to rebuild in a post-pandemic world. But it's not all doom and gloom. Some malls are actually flourishing and are expected to continue to do well. On the same Saturday that Wilkinson was at North Riverside Mall, nearby Oakbrook Center was buzzing with people. Oakbrook Center is an outdoor mall. Unlike North Riverside, it does not have any vacant corridors. They're filled with furniture or clothing stores or relative newcomers like Amazon, that started out all digital and now give their people a place to touch their products. Adam Tritt is a chief development officer at Brookfield Properties. Tritt says a trend is to integrate malls into the daily lives of people, with things like grocery stores and apartment complexes. At Oakbrook, there's already a hotel, and a fancy new fitness center is being built.
There are not many moments where a consumer or a member of the community is going to want to come to a property and buy a skirt and a chicken on the same trip. But that same person probably does need both skirts and chickens.
This leaves these malls better positioned to do well as the economy recovers. Yet Tritt acknowledges that not every mall will survive. He says retail stores are, quote, under-demolished. Or in other words, some need to go. Brookfield Properties also owns Water Tower Place in the heart of downtown Chicago. This year, the mall lost its Macy's, the last big department store at the Landmark Mall. Experts are split as to whether Water Tower will be a winner or a loser. Craig Furfine is a professor of finance at Northwestern University.
It's a prime location with wonderful demographics, especially once people are starting to live and work back in the downtown area. So I have no doubt that whatever goes into that space, you know, will make it a popular destination for both residents and tourists.
Back at Oakbrook Center, Therese Brundage is enjoying the mall's green turf lawn as she watches her 5-year-old grandson, Kenneth, play nearby while her daughter shops.
I think people just like coming out and being with other people.
Kenneth pipes in, noting he doesn't like the mall for one reason.
I walked a lot.
But
I was so excited to go to this grass, and I could do gymnastics on grass.
Brundage adds that Oakbrook is especially nice because she can now bring her dog. That's new since the pandemic. Her white poodle, Charlie, sits happily on her lap. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.